The Rebbe says the same thing applies to prophecy too, even though technically Chazal tell us that at a certain point prophecy ended, but the fact is we see that the Rambam did record the laws of prophecy in his legal code, and as explained in various sichas over the years, the Rebbe refers to it, explained that first, and additionally the Rambam says that this is a very foundational belief that God sends prophecy to human beings. The Rebbe says, why does he bring that in his legal in his legal code, that this foundational belief, if it's not even applicable anymore? If you say, well, he brings the laws that apply after Mashiach comes, yeah, but this is not a law. He's saying the foundational piece of information. If after Mashiach comes, and then Moshe Rabbeinu will be here, and all those other great prophets will be here with us, so hell no. He doesn't need to, what does he need to know? So he said, the Rebbe says, because the Rambam holds that there is prophecy before Mashiach comes, as the Rambam writes in his famous letter, that it's a certain fact that prophecy will return to the Jewish people before the coming of Mashiach, and especially the prophecy of Mashiach himself. So why is it? Why will there be this prophecy? So this is one of the reasons, is because like their prophecy is that it works like an advisor that helps you internalize the divine revelations that come through the Torah as presented by the judge. And therefore, that part of the preparation for the ultimate Yetzayach Kibat Chila is, that's part of the role of the Navi before the actual, of Navua before the actual redemption. So, okay, there we go, discuss even more this union of Navua. So then here's where the Rebbe goes and starts like getting very explicit. And the Rebbe says that it's possible in every generation there should be a prophet, especially after the time which the Rambam refers to when he says that the Nevuah will return to the Jewish people. And the Rambam says that this is a preface to the coming of Mashiach, especially the prophecy of Mashiach himself, that Mashiach himself will be functioning and it will be a great prophet close to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say that Moshe is the first redeemer and is the final redeemer, and in every generation there's someone who's worthy of this role. So therefore you need to know as a law, even in this time, that there's the existence of the revelation of prophecy as a microcosm and a beginning of the ultimate prophecy that will take place after redemption. In other words, this is not a new development that will first begin after Mashiach comes, but rather it starts earlier. It starts in the times immediately preceding the coming of Mashiach, the union of prophecy in the world. As we said, the same thing about advisors, that you have to have that, because you have to have that pre-existing receptiveness when the Geula actually comes.